John Aaron is an English and drama teacher. His lifelong addiction to ice cream began with the Good Humor Man, as it should have. And he might be the only person in the world who grew up, it says here, with his mother telling him to talk with his mouth full at the table, because otherwise, she stated, with your father at the table, you'll never be able to get a word in edgewise. So I was talking with John about teaching drama to middle schoolers, which I thought, personally, was sort of like a redundant thing to do. But I guess you can, you know, there is a job out there for that. So please help me welcome John Aaron. By the way, let me tell you, this man today turns 55 years old. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you for giving me the first vocabulary word for my eighth grade this coming year, redundant. Thank you. Oh, in the summer of 1962, I was 8 years old, and I loved playing in the neighborhood, particularly those couple of hours, 2 or 3 hours right after dinner time until dark. And I grew up just inside the Baltimore City line in Mount Washington on Crest Road. Right? Crest Road rising up from Cross Country Boulevard and stretching out to Green Spring Avenue. Right smack in the middle of my neighborhood was the Triangle. Those of you who grew up in Baltimore neighborhoods perhaps know of this Triangle. An island of grass bordered by cement curb with the street light, lone street light, rising up from the middle. So much of what we did in my neighborhood revolved around that triangle. Well, a typical summer evening would find me impatiently finishing dinner, dashing out the screen door, banging open down my front steps, and calling across the street for my best friend, Rusty Hoagie. Yeah, Charles Henry Hoagie was his real name. His father nicknamed him Rusty for his fiery orange-reddish hair and freckles. Rusty and I would grab our bikes and race around the triangle 2, 3, 4 times. Eventually, we'd tear off up Ridgedale toward Arden and out of the neighborhood. Well, my mother and Mrs. Hoagie in particular must have gotten tired of calling for us with their voices. Mrs. Hoagie put up a rebar triangle on her front porch, a la the real McCloys, call us back into the neighborhood. We were good. We come bombing back down Ridgedale, put our bikes on the, you know, the curb of the triangle, and start into any number of games. One of our favorites was war. Rusty had Tinker Toy cans full of those little green soldiers. Remember those soldiers? The helmet here, you know? One guy like this, another guy like this. We'd put those soldiers, tuck them in between the grass and the cement of the triangle, line them up around the telephone pole, the street light. But the best part were the dirt bomb grenades. Picking up dirt, clumps of dirt off the ground, jam them in my pockets, great grenades. Realistic plumes of dust like explosions we'd see on combat, you know, on TV. Well, when the war was over, we played any number of games, always involving a ball. Stickball, step ball, wiffle ball, football. Wiffle ball games, we would emulate our favorite Orioles. Gus Triandos behind the plate, Chuck Estrada, Milt Pappas winding up on the mound, Jackie Brandt going deep into center field for a fly ball, and of course, everybody wanted to be Brooks Robinson, diving for a line drive and landing across the, you know, the third base bag. Football, Rusty loved to be Johnny Unitas. Little shuffle back, you know. I always wanted to be Raymond Berry. Again, little tippy-toe catch like he had in Memorial Stadium, or diving across the middle. We like to do a lot of diving. About the only thing that could distract us from these games was the sweet smell and taste of honeysuckle that grew on neighbors' arbors all around the neighborhood. It wasn't long on these evenings before dusk would settle in and the good humor man would make his last run up Crest Road. He'd park right next to the triangle. And I remember the frozen mist billowing out of the back of his truck as he approached me with my favorite ice cream, the Rocket. The Rocket was vanilla ice cream with a fudge swirl inside of a cardboard cylinder. You had to push it up with that little tube, and you're eating, trying to eat it as fast as I can before the heat and the humidity gobble it up. Rusty and I would walk away from the Good Humor truck and sit on his front porch to take in a little bit of the adult chatter before we had to go in for a bath and head to bed. But one particular evening, I remember that the tone of the conversation was not the usual gentle, easy summer tone. Mr. Hoagie wasn't talking about washing and waxing his Studebaker the next day, or, you know, where did we want the tree swing hung from the tree in their front yard. I remember words like bomb, missile, war, crisis, Cuba, and I'm sitting on the front step right next to Rusty, holding my empty Rocket in my left hand. The moths are flying around the porch light behind me, and I'm staring out at the triangle, at the dim street light, through a wobbly dance of lightning bugs, and I'm trying to wrap my mind around this. And I remember asking the question, if an atom bomb fell on the triangle, would we be hurt? I've never forgotten that question since the time that I asked it, but I don't remember anybody answering it. And I wonder, maybe they didn't need to. After all, I had stickball, wiffle ball, good humor, honeysuckle, the triangle, and Rusty. Nothing could hurt us. Not that summer.
John Aaron.